Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program, the interview program, the interview segment of our spiritual breakfast. The date today is the 19th of Shawwal, 1445, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 29th of April, 2024. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Today's topic is affairs of the Middle East. Mufti Sab, with regards to the news, firstly, we'll start, inshallah, of Palestine. What is the latest?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In English, there is a saying, the chickens are coming home to roost. So that is what's happening for Israel and America. Inshallah, inshallah, every Muslim, true Muslim, male, female, adult and child, and every human being who is seeking and looking for justice and peace in the true sense of the word, so we should pray that inshallah during the course of this week, the ICC sends out the warrant of arrest for him, Benjamin Netanyahu, Benjamin Ney, that how many babies that you killed today, Bakka Harami, war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, and then Ben Gwer, who's lying there in hospital, with his ribs broken, even if he fracked, he was no loss, you know, to the world and so forth, as far as we're concerned. So nevertheless, so against him and against the chief of the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. So that's what the media is reporting. Even the Haaretz said that now there's great worry and concern and so forth and so on. So we hope that, now obviously what he's doing, BB, the war criminal, he's trying to use his contacts, America and Britain and countries that are sympathetic, and speak to the ICC, they must not do this, they must not do that. And now they're trying to speed up the process. Just today they announced that, remember, that a lot of much more aid will be entering Gaza. It's not suddenly they got a change of heart or mind or something. It is just to show the world that, no, see how much aid we are sending in and so forth and so on. Suddenly those people, the world, you understand, what those people, world, kitchen, you understand, World Central Kitchen, so WCK. So what do you call, world? Central Kitchen, yeah. Gee. So that, you know, seven people got killed, they also on board suddenly and so forth, so they will also be bringing in things and all that. You see how it's all playing now. So you must remember, that's one side of the spectrum. Second side of the spectrum, now America is building a pier. Now, you see, the problem is the Arab's majority leaders are donkeys, and the Muslim ummah to khabe ghaflat mein hai. So they live in their own cocoon and own world. They don't even understand, never mind the solution, they don't even understand the problem in it. So America says we're building a pier now proper, so now the aid will come in via Cyprus and so forth and so on. But no American boots will be on the ground. You see that? So no American boots will be on the ground. We will arrange everything and then we will go. Chor ko kahenge chori karo aur malik ko kahenge ke chor aa rahe hai. They will tell the crook to steal and they'll tell the owner the crook is coming. So that's what America is doing. So they'll tell Israel the spear is very good, that what will happen, some aid will go in. But maybe what will happen, we can push out some Palestinians and displace them again. So it's a two-way process, you understood? So I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to work these things out. Now, the other Harami and the other Chamcha, so Britain said they're seriously concerning, they're considering it, that they will maybe send in their troops, boots on the ground, as they call it, you see. And then they will try and get some other countries and rope them in to assist. So they want to paint a picture that they are the well-wishers of Palestine. We all know the biggest haramis, Britain, America, Europe, all of them, majority of them. You exclude one, two countries like Ireland, Spain, and that, we say majority of them. So anyway, the point I'm making is this, that is the picture they want to give to the world, you see. But Hamas and them are too sharp for them. Any person in his right mind will agree with Hamas. But the problem is the world has painted them as the terrorists and painted Israel as the victims. And that's what Israel does for 75 years and more. Mm-hmm. That we are the victims, we are the people of the Holocaust, and if people speak against us, it's anti-Semites. So we say, go to hell with your anti-Semite. We say, go to hell with your Holocaust, all fat lies. 6 million is not even 1 million, maybe. And remember that you are the victim, you are the aggressor, and the super terrorist, and super liar, and crook on this earth, you see. So that is why we have to give the picture. So Hamas says, we all want peace. But before peace, there has to be justice. So we say, let's have a permanent ceasefire. So these Jutlas, Americans, and the stupid Arab leaders, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, and all the, I call them donkeys, you know. So they say, no, you must remember that we can have a short-term ceasefire for 6 weeks. So therefore, Blinken is coming in today, you must remember, to Saudi Arabia, and he'll address the Arab leaders and so forth. Israel won't participate because they're totally isolated. They know majority of the Arab countries hate their guts. You must remember that, you know, Algeria and so forth, Tunisia and Kuwait and so forth and so on. Anyway, but America puts pressure, you see. So anyway, so there's another dimension to this whole thing here. So that now they say that more aid will go in and that peer business and British troops will come and so forth, all long-term business, you see. Then we see that Blinken, I spoke about him. So Blinken now, he's doing three things. He wants to pressurize Saudi Arabia because they are the kingpin. So in the Muslim countries, because of their oil, because they are the place where the Haramain Sharifain is. So they want to clinch the deal of what peace between Saudi and Israel. So this Gaza conflict, war, whatever you call, torpedoed that. They were on the verge of doing that. Hamas got wind of it and they said, we'll fix everybody up. So now, what to Izzu Mantasha, what to Zillu Mantasha, Saudi leadership humiliated disgrace in the whole world. MBS with all his millions, billions, trillions cannot travel to United States nor to Britain. He knows that the media and the people will humiliate, disgrace him. What he did to Jamal Khashoggi, what he did to the Yemeni people, what he's doing now, whitewashing everything, no human rights at all, complete dictatorship it is, and so forth and so on. So that, but he just buys all the officials off. We must have World Cup here, 2034. We must have the golf here. We must have, you must remember, the tennis here. We must have F1 here. It's all bribery, corruption, obviously. You can't be so such a fool, you know, that you can't see through that. Then you see Blinken, you must remember, he went to China. He told China, you know, we as Americans, we don't like your very close relationship with Russia. So they told him, who the hell are you to come and tell us with whom must we have close relationship and not? We're not your small child or your servant or your knocker or what did you do with the third world countries, not with us. You must remember. So they told him nonsense. Second, he told them, Blinken, that, and all this has an impact on the Middle East as well. So he told them that, Blinken told China, maybe you're interfering in the elections of America. You know, in November, there'll be elections there and so forth. So anyway, so all this happens, you must. So they tell him, you better get out from here, and no senior official from the Chinese government was there to see him off. Mm-hmm. Who was there? Only the American ambassador was there. So what they telling you? They're telling you, get out from here and don't come talk your nonsense. So we got our breaks, so that is what they fear. Russia is anti-America, China is anti-America, And South Africa is anti-America in this sense. They prepared to take, you must remember, the ICJ, go to the ICJ and all that. So things got a little bit, you understand, sort of out of hand as far as America is concerned. And I must tell you one more thing there. India plays a double role, remember. There'll be this side, that side, with Modi. And then Brazil is there. Lula is our guy. He's 100% pro-Palestine. So they made him a person non grata. You must remember, non-existent now as far as Israel. But they told them they are the guilty party in no uncertain terms. So that is what they want to, like, minimize and undermine the importance of BRICS. And so many countries are joining. Look at these haramis, and you're in a news team, you must carry these things here. It's of paramount importance. UAE are such haramis, I sent it out today. So you must remember that they're supporting the paramilitary forces there, you must remember, in Sudan, and the killing, they're sponsoring the killing of people in Sudan there. So they're doing the dirty work for America because they have the money and so forth. You see? They then made ishara, you understand, subtle suggestions. I sent it out yesterday also, and to South Africa. They must remember that you must withdraw your application and your request for genocide and all it against Israel. If you withdraw, we will invest millions and billions and all that in South Africa. Now, whose dirty work you are doing? Therefore, I tell you, without fear of contradiction, I have Quran here in the hand. So you must remember MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, and MBZ, Murtad bin Zindiq of Abu Dhabi and Dubai and so forth. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِمْ فَوَ كَافِرُونَ So, وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي إِرْتِدَادِهِمْ فَوَ مُرْتَدُونَ These people's kufr and shirk and irtidad is payin, you must remember, is clear-cut and manifest and so forth. On any field you look at it, they will cause so much harm. I just digress for 1 minute. I came home Saturday, say 5 o'clock. So then I had to go make wuzu, all that and all. And I know the last Jamaat is here by Sufi, you know, 5 o'clock. So anyway, me and my wife, we read Asr Salat, we made Jamaat. My brother Muhammad Khan, I contacted him before that. I told him 20 past or so we can leave, you know. So anyway, we left 25 past for the Istima. So then he had that card, you know, Khidmat card. I didn't have anything. So with Allah's help, we went inside some places. He said, no, but Khidmat, you can't come here. And then he said, no, Mufti AK is here. So they look, he said, no, go carry on. Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So we left so late, but we were right in front with the car and everything, you know. Maybe the car also, the Porsche, you know. So anyway, so all these things happened. So then Maghrib Azan took place, then Salat. And I'm just looking around, and the cars I saw outside, so easy estimate, 25,000, 30,000 people. On a Saturday night, millionaires are there, youngsters are there, Africans are there. I just walked in and I met one person, Alim from Maputo. You know, we know one another. He say, "Ham pental." They speak not so good English, so they speak Urdu. So he say, "Ham pentalis admi aye istima ke liye." You understand Maputo say 45 of them. Today I read. Last night Isha I read in Muhajirin and Ansar. So when I was there, one Maulana came, Maulana Abdul Ghani. So I know him there for many years. He's working that side. He's in Brazil. So he said, I just came for this 3-4 days. Today I'm going back. I just came from Istima all the way from Brazil. So the point I'm making is this. That in South Africa, 30,000 people come. Remember, on the Friday was not a holiday, but they were there for Jummah. They were there at night. They were there Saturday, yesterday, 12 o'clock, 10 past 12, whatever. Dua took place, all that. So the point I'm making is this. This ummah still has that great istidad. You must remember they have the ability, the capacity, the capability that we become the beacons of light and so forth. But when you look at the Arabs, I'm speaking not of the public, I'm speaking of the leadership. So majority of them, for them this hadith is applicable. Hadith in Muslim Sharif. Wailul lil Arab. Wailul lil Arab. Remember that. So woe and destruction to the Arabs. And you can see it, all these things there. So now what Blinken is, you tell them 3 things. For Saudi and the Arab countries, you must say, no, you must have good ties with Israel and so forth and all that. It's haram to have ties with such haramis. They're murdering our people, 40,000 plus minus, martyred and murdered, 100,000 injured, and they're still going on. We're going to dismantle Hamas. Hamas is getting stronger and stronger with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. And the world opinion, subhanallah, look at Spain, look at Denmark, look at the campuses, Europe and Britain and France and Germany, they banned some places. And America, almost every second university. So I thought the First Amendment is freedom of speech. But there, if you speak pro-Palestine, they arrest you, they assault you also. So what happened to your slogans of freedom of speech and freedom of association? So that is what we must always use the word of George Galloway. GG, you will see on the notes there. GG, Gaza genocide. And if you say GG, the commentator, journalist, whatever presenter, George Galloway. So George Galloway, GG, says that all this here, United Nations, United States, human rights, this are just putting lipstick on a pig. 100% is right. How can it take the ICC more than 200 days to pass the verdict? You must remember that Netanyahu and his cronies, they are war criminals and so forth. In the case of Putin, in 1 month already everything was done and dusted. So who's pulling the strings? So you must remember that. So that is what we should understand and so forth. But yeah, because it's Israel, the Jutlas, the Haramis, chosen people. So now, you know, we have to be very careful and circumspect and so. We still got them. So you must remember. So then second point is what? That they'll sell to the Arabs, you see, Iran. Iran is anti-Saudi, anti-Emirates, you must remember this one, that one. So you guys better wake up. We must stand together. You must buy all the arms from us. Pay in dollars and so forth. And we will give you all the arms and everything. So imagine the game they play. You must remember that they and Iran together. But they'll make Iran the enemy of all Arab countries. And then they will tell them, you must buy more and more arms from us. So all this is about arms wheeling, dealing and all that. It's a multi-billion industry, multi-trillion industry. There's arms and ammunition and so forth and so on. So you see, and then what another point you must remember is this, Hajj is coming up, you see. So what happens? So Saudi Arabia are not interested in Umrah Hajj. They interested how much money they can make from the Hujjaj. I was where? Yeah, they in Durban Shell Cross. So I was just asking who's going this, that. So the one brother said, I'm going. I asked him for how long. He said 4 weeks or 5 weeks, something like that. How much you paid? 200,000 per person. How much? 200,000. Now I'm asking you, so you must remember. So which person today got the kind of money? That you have to give the agent. Then for your own shopping, your own food, your own transport, your own another 100,000. So half a million you will need. So you must remember these things here. So this is what they want to make this a money spinner. They're not interested in your Hajj Ibadat or Umrah Ibadat. Just nigalomali, you see, just bring the money and then everything is lungila, everything is fine and so forth. So that is the sad reality. We need to understand this issue.
Mufti Saab, we as the Ummah here in South Africa and around the world, what can we do to assist and relieve the plight of what the Palestinians are experiencing?
You see, a mistake we make is that we only focus on Palestine. So that is wrong also. Palestine is special, there's no doubt about it. But to focus only on them is why we don't speak about Sudan, why we don't speak about Libya, why we don't speak about Syria, why we don't speak about, you understand, Rohingya Muslims, Burmese and so forth. They're all going through tough time. So our message should be a collective message, not only for one specific place and so forth. Obviously, we can speak much more of Palestine compared to Sudan. That's fine. But when it comes to aid and all that, we have to aid everybody. فَأَمَّا زَبَدُ فَيَذَبُ. My wife knows this ayat by heart also. You must remember because I quote it so often. And then she looks at the ocean even, and then she admires it, you know. فَأَمَّا زَبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. If you become the foam and so forth, then remember the bubble, you will be on top for a little while, then you come down, فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. and then you disappear. So you must remember, no legacy, nothing. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. When you are an asset to humanity, you are the water, and you gave people something tangible and so forth. فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Your legacy will remain. We took the name of Imam Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmed, this one, that. So they were the asset to the ummah. So when we become an asset, it must be for everybody, in our du'as and so forth, our money and so forth. But when there's a crisis anywhere in the world, then we know you get so many organizations collecting and so forth. Half of them, if not three quarter, a bunch of simpletons, crooks, remember that. They'll pocket the money, not only for their luggage, but remember for themselves. So you must remember, what will happen is this, that these people here, they're only interested, how can we benefit? The true Muslim will be those that how the ummah can benefit. The difference between the two. So that's where we are stuck today. And then our money, our du'as. See, even yesterday I met a person. He was smiling. I was wondering. And which salat I read? Yeah, it's all salat. He had a khanka, I think, or in Sufi masjid, Asr time. I can't even remember now where I met him. And he told me, I'm leaving Tuesday, this Tuesday. I'm going to Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, and so forth and so on. I think, very good, brother. I get very happy. So all of us should have that tamanna and that wish. So you must remember that we will be there and we will see what is happening and so forth and so on. And remember that we must always show adab and muhabbat. These are the two wheels, that of justice, that when a person goes to the Haramain Sharifain, then you will do some form of justice. And end of the day, for ourselves also, we should be making dua. Allahumma aminna fi awtanina, fallahu khayrun hafidhu wa rahmur rahimin. I just give you one news item, you know, that for you, Suleiman and all. Just now I heard like breaking news. So I wrote it there and I mentioned it this morning, but there's an added dimension to it. So MK is Zuma's party. So if you go Durban, does that, because his headquarters is there for the Zulus. Every second, third, fourth poll, you'll see Zuma's photos, whatever. So now, yesterday, the City Press, I went to the shop, so I just read. And the Sunday Times, their lead article was this. There are so many members who belong to the MK and they use all forged names, forged signature, forged this one. So this will be a big blow to them. Secondly, there is a matter you must remember for Zuma, that can he participate in the elections or not? So the appeal was made. And remember on the 8th of May, that then they will hear the closing arguments and arguments of both parties and so forth and so on. So yeah, the 8th of May, let's say the decision goes against Zuma and company. Your election is 1 month from today. How are they going to get all that ballot papers and all that ready? Already they started printing them. You must remember last week was the first batch and so. And the Zuma supporters said, if Zuma's name is not there or their party are banned, then you will see what will happen in Natal. You see? So therefore, we're facing huge, huge challenge. But when we ask the ulama, never mind the question, they don't understand the answer. Also, they don't even know this is a problem. So that is where we are. You must remember that Almighty Allah protect us all. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. So Almighty Allah is the best of protector, and He is the most merciful one to show mercy. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.